But just to end with one more ha'ara. Me'inyan le'inyan, very, very, very much ba'isaya inyan. That is. So the Gemara says that if the Ish Iti met the Kohen Gadol in the Shuk, so he would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, asinu shlichusecha. Matzah be'isay. Imelah, he would tell him, mechaye chayim, asinu shlichusay. The Ben Yayada, the Ben Ishchai, on this Gemara right here says that where do you find such a lashon of mechaye chayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mechaye Mason. Where do you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mechaye Chayim? Mechaye Chayim, Asinu Shlichuscha? That's a Toye B'dvar Mishnah. Everyone knows. Hashem is Mechaye Mason, Merachamim Rabin. Where do you find this Lashon of Mechayim Chayim? So he says that we know, Chazal say, Rishon B'chayim, Akruya Mason. A person that is a Tzaddik, a Rasha. But even though he's alive, but Rishon B'chayim, Akruya Mason. However, which when a person gets Mechilas Avoinis, when a person does tshuva, so the tshuva and the Mechilas Avoinis gives him his life back. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol and the Ish Iti together, they were able to attain Kapara for Klal Yisrael. Which means on Klal Yisrael, the Yidden didn't just get Kapara, but the Yidden got their lease on life back. Because the Yidden went from being Rishon b'chayeyim kruyim mesim. Now they're not Rishon anymore. Now they're tzaddikim. And because they're tzaddikim, they got their chiyas back. So says the Ben Ishchai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't perform chiyas ha-mesim on Yom Kippur in the traditional way. But at the same time, there is some level, there's some dimension, there's some madrega of chiyas ha-mesim that takes place. And the reason is because on Yom Kippur, Yidden go from being Rishon b'chayeyim kruyim mesim. Now they're not Rishon b'chayeyim anymore. Now they're ready. Yidden that have kapara, they have slichu mechila, they have tahira. As a result, they got their life back. So now there's a bechina of tchias hamesim. But there's not tchias hamesim for yeshene yofa. There's not tchias hamesim for people that are literally not alive. It's tchias hamesim for people that are alive. And that's the bechina of mechaye chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mechaye mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a mechaye chayim. And says the Ben Ishchai, that idea of mechaye chayim, it plays itself out. When does it come to life on Yom Kippur? Because we take Rishon, the bechaye makriye mesim, and through the kapara, through the slich and the mechilo, they end up getting their lease on life back, and as a result, there's a tchias hamesim, but not a tchias hamesim for mesim. It's the Tchias HaMesim for Chaim. Earlier in the Masechta, we spoke out the beautiful diak from the Lutzke Rav, there's Naim L'Torah, who said there's six times in the Avodah and Yom Kippur that the Sar Mishtaleach is mentioned. The first three times, the Sar is referred to as the Sar HaChai. And afterwards, he's just referred to as the Sar. So the Lutzke Rav, Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, said that what's pshat? So he says, look at what happened between the third mention and the fourth mention. The Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol said vidoy on the Sar HaMishtaleach, and he took all the averus of the Yidden and he put it onto the plates of the Sar. So he says, before the Sar had the averus of the Yidden, he's a Sar HaChai. He's alive. But now that he has all the averus of Klal Yisrael, he's not a Sar HaChai anymore. Because now he's the Rishon B'chayeyim that Akruya Mason. And that's why the Torah can't refer to him anymore as the Sar HaChai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Yidden Kapara. But Kapara isn't just Kapara. It's Tchias HaMesim. Or B'Tchias HaMesim, Nishva Mason. For people that B'chayeyim Akruya Mason. People that are Ki'ilu Mason. That's a Bechina, not of Mechaye Mason, that's a Bechina of Mechaye Chaim. I once saw in the Sefer Beis David, we say in Shmoyne Esrei, Ato Gibor Lo'ilam Hashem, Mechaye Mason, Ato Rav Lo'eshiyah. And the Brocha concludes, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechaye Mason. So the Beis David said that if you start from Ato Gibor Lo'ilam Hashem until Mechaye Mason, and you count the amount of references that we have of Tchias HaMesim, there are six mentions. Ato Gibor Lo'ilam Hashem, Mechaye Mesim Ato Rav Lo'eshiyah. Mechal Kachayim Bechesed, Mechaye Mesim Berachamim Rabim. U'mekayim Emunosoy, L'Sheinei Yofar. Melech Memes U'mechayu Matzmiach Yeshua. V'neman Ato Lachio Yismesim is five. Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaye HaMesim is six. So he said, what's pshat that you have these six references? So he said, the pshat is, because we know Chazal say, that there are four people that are Choshev Kemes. An Oni, a Suma, a mitzayra, u'misha ein loy banim. Not just that, Chazal say, Rishoim b'chayeyem are also kruyei mesim. And then, of course, there are mesim. There's the Yeshene Yofer. So says the Beis David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Mason. But he's Mechayim Mason for all the different bechinas of Mason. He's Mechayim Mason for the Oni, That's Chashav Kemeis. He's Mechayim Mason for the Sumo. That's Chashav Kemeis. He's Mechayim Mason for the Metzorah. That's Chashav Kemeis. For the Misha Ein Loi Bonim. That's Chashav Kemeis. For the Rishon, that Mechayim Akriya Mason. That's Chashav Kemeis. And then, of course, La'asud Lavoi. B'meir B'yameinu. Hashem's going to be Mechayim Mason for all the Mason. There's six Bechinas of Mechayim Mason. And that's why there's six mentions of Mechayim Mason that we say every time we Shtelzach to Davin Shmoyin Esrei. And I was thinking, Ani, Suma, Mitzayr, Misha, Ein Loibonim, these are, of course, very, very specific things that Chazal say, that if somebody suffers from that, he's Chashav Kemeis. But the truth is, an Ani is someone that's struggling with Parnasa. A Suma is someone that doesn't have Gezunt. An Ein Loibonim is someone that doesn't have Nachas. That's Gezunt, Parnasa, Nachas. That's Pashat. What's a Mitzayr? A Mitzayr is Badad Yeshnev. A Mitzayr is Chutz LaMachana. A Mitzayr is someone that doesn't have any relationships. He's sitting by himself. He doesn't have Chaverim. Mitzayr doesn't have Shalom Bayis. A Mitzayr is Asa B'Tashmish Amita. So Mitzayr is someone that doesn't have his relationships. A Rasha is someone that spiritually is dead. Someone that's walking around, but spiritually he's not connected. And as a result, he's missing out so much on the richness of life. An Ani, a Suma, a Mitzayra, a Misha Ein Loibanim, a Rasha, these are all people that are alive. Aber Sefelt Abissel Chiyas, Sefelt Abissel Chiyas, Gesund, Parnasa, Nachis, Shalom Bayis, Yeshua spiritually. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Mason, Hashem is not just a Mechayim Mason, but Hashem is a Mechayim Chayim as well. And that's this idea of Mechayim Chayim Asinu Shlichuscha. And this is what the Yidin of Pumpadiso, when they were Mifnerim Me'adadi, they would give a bracha and they would say, Mechayim Chayim Asinu Shlichuscha, Mechayim Chayim Yitin Vecha Chayim Aruchim V'toivim U'musukonim. And the bracha was that you shouldn't just have Chayim, but you should have a Chayim with a Chiyus. And like the Chassam Sofer said in his drasha on Rosh Hashanah, ki achayim tzrichim chayim, ve'ilav hochi em chayim shal misa v'chayim kitzarim, ach kishayichyu oisam achayim, yiyu aruchim emesukonim. And that's what it means, mechayi chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chayim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chayim to the people that have chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mechayi mason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a Mechayi Chayim. We should all be zoicha to Gezunt and Parnasa and Nachis. And we should all be zoicha to the bracha of Ki Havi Miftri Me'adadi, the bracha of the Yidin and Pumpadisa. What a beautiful bracha. Chayim Aruchim U'Mesukanim. We should all be gebenched.